Iran says any attempt to hold talks on the Syria crisis in Saudi Arabia or Jordan is not part of the international agreement reached in the Austrian capital, Vienna. Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian says such measures will only derail the political attempts aimed at solving the Syrian conflict from its natural course. Amir Abdullahian warned against any hasty measures in Syria and said the Vienna talks present an opportunity to fight against terrorism and resolve the issue politically. The Iranian official once again stressed that the fate of Syria should be decided by the Syrian people themselves, not by outside players. He said fighting terrorism needs a strong resolve on the part of the regional countries. Joining us now is international lawyer Barry Grossman. He joins us via Skype from Bali. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Grossman. Now, why can't the talks be held in Saudi Arabia, you think?
Well, look, the Saudi foreign minister has already made the KSA's position crystal clear. So holding talks at this stage in Saudi Arabia would be premature, because any talks held by Saudi Arabia or hosted by Saudi Arabia would be more akin with armistice talks after a capitulation. And clearly, it's far too early for that. As for Jordan, Jordan has no credibility. Let's face it, Jordan hasn't been able to discharge even the function that's been allocated to it of distinguishing the so-called moderate opposition from terrorist groups, and it's fully compromised by its close relationship with the United States and Israel. So both of those locations certainly have to be out of the question. The simple fact is, whether we like it or not, if there's going to be a political solution, the countries which need to be a party to it, and probably the only countries, are Syria, Iraq, Iran, and, whether we like it or not, Turkey. And there's plenty of reason why that should be the case, and there's plenty of reason to hold out some hope for the possibility that in due course it might happen. Clearly, whatever we might think of Turkey at this stage, its interests, and in fact its history, don't align it very closely with Saudi Arabia, and certainly lie in the region. Moreover, its real problems have nothing to do with the question of whether Assad stays or goes. Turkey's real problems will only begin if Turkey has its way, because its real problems will lie in resolving the Kurdish question. And the Kurdish question can only be resolved by a four-way agreement, understanding between the nations I mentioned, which hopefully includes all Kurdish factions. So,
indeed. Now, Mr. Grossman, let me just jump in there. If these talks are held at a more neutral location, though, this is coming at a time when Britain has also started its campaign against Daesh by bombing parts of Syria. Do you think that will be raised?
Well, before we jump to conclusions here, I'm not sure what Britain is doing at all. It claims to be now doing bombing runs on Daesh, but a lot of people have claimed a lot of things, and I can't for the life of me figure out what business the United Kingdom has in Syria. For that matter, I can't figure out for the life of me what business any of the nations involved in the U.S. alliance have in Syria. I don't accept at this stage the position that's been sold to the public that the United Kingdom is there to bomb Daesh or ISIL. That said, clearly these are matters that have to be raised in any talks. Whatever agreement is reached by the direct stakeholders, which are the nations I mentioned, clearly that solution has to be sold to the international community, in particular the U.S.-led alliance, which is braying for blood. But the time is up. It's time for people to make a serious effort at achieving a political solution.
Okay.
The question of whether Assad stays or goes is a difficult question. Clearly, there is nobody to replace Assad. So it's lunacy to imagine that it could be a condition of any talks as demanded by Saudi Arabia.
All right. And on that note, we're going to have to leave it there. That's international lawyer Barry Grossman joining us via Skype from Bali. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, sir.